You are listening to the audio podcast of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located in Long Beach, California, pastored by Eli Reynolds.
I want to preach a message this evening entitled, Continue Following the Lord. Continue following the Lord. And we're going to look at Scripture tonight and just really see, what does God tell you and me to continue doing? What are we supposed to continue doing? We saw this morning, Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 16, I think it is, and it's the theme verse, and I can't remember what it is right now. It's either 12 or 16, and it says, and I continued in the work. Well, what work, what does God tell us to continue doing? And so we're going to look at that tonight, and the phrase, continue following the Lord, I take that directly from this text. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to look at several passages of Scripture where the Bible says and uses the word continue. What are we to continue doing? And so that's the thought tonight, and really just hopefully to be an encouragement to you, and I want to get to the Lord's Supper quickly here tonight. I'm looking forward to that. So 1 Samuel chapter 12, look if you would at verse number 13. Now therefore, behold, the king whom ye have chosen, and whom ye have desired, and behold, the Lord hath set a king over you. So remember, this is when Israel has chosen a king. They had God, they weren't satisfied with God, they said, we want a king. So they chose Saul. Samuel told them, hey, this is the type of king you're going to have, and it's not going to be something good. But yet, God in his mercy still gives them a promise. In verse 14, he says this, if ye will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall both ye and also the king that reigneth over you continue following the Lord your God. But if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you, as it was against your fathers. So we're talking about continue following. What's it mean to continue? Now you know what the word continue means. We use it often. You probably use it very frequently. Of course, it means to persevere. It means to be steadfast and constant in any course. Now, what the implication is that you're already doing something. Continue doing it because you're already doing it. So tonight, as we go through these things that God says to continue doing, I'm going to assume that you're already doing them. But if you're not doing them, then the word you need to focus on is the word start. Start doing them, all right? But otherwise, God has, throughout the Bible, just given us several things that he says, I want you to continue doing this. Well, what about when things get tough? You continue. Well, what about, you know, when I feel like dropping out or no, you continue. And so tonight, we're looking at the opposite of quitting. We're looking at continue. Continue. To keep on keeping on. Pastor Smith used to say that phrase often. I think my pastor growing up used to say it as well. Keep on keeping on. I have notes that my pastor would write me when I was in college, and at the end of it, he'd sign that. Keep on keeping on. I want to encourage you tonight to continue following Christ. Let's pray together and we'll jump right in. Father, I pray that you bless now the message this evening. May we continue following you. Give us wisdom and some help tonight with just some encouragement. Sometimes we just need an encouraging thought. And I hope and pray tonight that this is that for us this evening. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Number one, continue in the faith. Take your Bible, and I want you to go to the book of Acts, please. Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Continue in the faith. Acts chapter number 13. We're going to use our Bibles tonight, so I want you to go with me to several passages. But when we're talking about continuing the faith, now I want you to see that on every slide tonight that you'll see on the screen, I've listed several references for every point, because I want you to know that this is... Now, when I preach, it's always from the Bible, okay? Like I do that. But I have specific references because it's not in a particular passage. Like when Romans, we were going through Romans, it was all right there. But these verses are throughout Scripture, and I want you to know that. But continue in the faith. Continue following God. We read 1 Samuel chapter 12 where it says, continue following the Lord. And that's what I want to encourage you to do tonight is in 2022, that you'd keep following God, that you'd not throw in the towel. Now, I don't know the spiritual state of every person. I don't know if there's teenagers here tonight that are thinking, man, as soon as I get out of this house, I'm going to do whatever I want to. I don't think we have that. I don't know if there are some people here tonight that maybe you've been thinking about quitting. Maybe you've been thinking about getting out of church and maybe or taking a break for a while or something like that. Maybe some of you have been looking at your marriage and thinking, maybe I'm going to step away for a little while. I don't know where you're at or what you're going through in those regards, but I want to encourage you, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Continue. Don't be like Demas. Demas forsook God because he loved this present world. And I don't want you to be that way. I want you to continue. Will it get tough? Yeah, it'll get tough. It's always tough. It was tough serving God in the Apostles' day. I mean, they were literally beaten and martyred. Christians have been persecuted and murdered for so many years. It's always been hard. The persecution we face nowadays in America is not the same as they face in Syria right now. And it's not the same as they faced years ago, but there's always persecution because yea, that shall live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Everybody that's going to live for God is going to go through it, and it's going to get tough. Maybe 22 will be your toughest year. I hope not. But are you going to quit? You going to throw in the towel? You going to say, hey, you know, I know God didn't give up when he went to the cross for me, but that's enough. I've got to quit. And I hope not. I hope that this is a year that you're thinking, hey, there's no way I'm giving up on church. Now, here's the thing. Everybody that quit on church probably said that at one point. I'm not going to quit on church. I'm not going to quit. But then they did. And I want to encourage you to make a commitment now that, man, at the end of 2022, you're still going to be in God's house. Look at Acts chapter 13. Look at verse 43. Here's Paul going around to all these cities, and notice what he's telling people in Acts chapter 13, Acts 13, 43. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. What happened was he had seen some Jewish people get saved. And he said, now you've seen the right way. You've heard of the law your whole life. Now you've heard of the grace of God. Now continue in the faith. Continue learning. Continue on the path for God. Flip the page. Go to Acts 14. Acts chapter 14. He goes to another city. Acts chapter 14. Look at verse 21. When they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, that returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. He goes back to the cities where he's established churches and he says, hey, I'm coming back around because I want you to continue in the faith. I want to remind you, I was here, you got saved, we got a church started, and now I'm coming back again to say, hey, don't quit. Next time I come around, I want to see you back in here. But he also says there's going to be tribulation. Don't quit when things get tough. Stay in it. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, listen to this. Paul said, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Can I encourage you? Be an unmovable Christian. Unmovable. Now, I don't mean like, you know, the Holy Spirit's speaking to me, but he can't move me. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being like that tree by the rivers of water that won't be moved. Don't let the devil be able to move you out of church. Now, in 2022, there may be some people in our church that get offended. There may be some, you know, and to be honest, the day and age in which we live, people get offended very, very, very easily. I don't think that's a good quality. I think that's an immature quality, first of all. And because look, you can get offended by what someone says, even from the pulpit, but I'm not at church for you. I'm at church for Jesus. And if you leave church, guess what? I'm not leaving church because I'm here for Jesus. And if you say something mean to me, guess what? I'm not leaving church because I'm not here for you. I'm here for Jesus. Now, as your pastor, I'm here to serve you, okay? But there's a difference there. But we ought to know why we're here. And if we have the right motivation, hey, that's not going to be us. William Carey was a missionary to India years ago. And I mean, the man went through so much loss, and everything he had worked so hard for a year is burned in a fire, and his wife died. He was going through all these terrible things. And someone asked him at the end of his life, how did you make it? How are you successful? And he said this, and I've quoted this many times, probably from this pulpit. He said, I can plod. P-L-O-D. Just means to keep putting one foot in front of the other. I can plod. I can persevere in any definite pursuit. To this, I owe everything. Well, he said, it was tough, it was hard, but I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And I want to encourage you this year. God says to continue in the faith. Continue in the faith. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away. Will you decide this year, I'm grounded in the faith. I'm not moving. I'm not quitting on God. I'm not getting out. I'm not throwing in the towel. And maybe if you had some thoughts, hey, get those thoughts out of your mind. I'm going to continue in the faith. Number two, not only continue in the faith, but continue in the Bible. Continue in the Bible. I want you to go to 1 Timothy chapter 4, please. 1 Timothy in chapter number 4. 1 Timothy in chapter number 4. Continue. In what way should we continue following God? Stay in the faith. Stay in church. Stay faithful. But secondly, stay in the Bible. Continue in the Word of God. John chapter 8, you're turning to 1 Timothy chapter 4, but listen to the words of Jesus. John 8, 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If ye can, look, you can't say you follow God if you don't follow God. And that's what a disciple is, the follower of Christ. And if we're not in the Word of God, we are not really truly being a disciple. And now look, I'm assuming that you're already reading the Bible faithfully. But if you're not, then again, the Word does not continue in 2022. The Word for you is start in 2022. But if you're reading the Word of God, I want to encourage you to continue. Continue in the Word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, look at verse 16. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Hey, take care of yourself. You better watch out for your steps. How do you do that? The doctrine. The word doctrine is teaching. We're talking about Scripture. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Continue in the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 3, look at verse 14. Look at verse 13 to give us, verse 12 to give us a little background. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Man, we're seeing that nowadays. Everybody's got a book out. You notice that? Like every false teacher has got a podcast going right now. You know, it's getting worse and worse. Deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14, but continue thou. Continue you, Christians, continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. What have you learned? You've learned doctrine. You've learned the Word of God. Now, by the way, if we do this right, we're getting our doctrine from the Bible, not man's opinions. That's where we get our doctrine from. And God says, continue in the doctrine. Well, what about, you know, if it doesn't seem popular nowadays in churches to actually preach the Bible, so why don't we try to appeal to more people? No. But continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Continue in the way that God wants you to do it. Listen, we can try to please the world and try to get more people in church that way, or we can try to please God. And as long as I'm here, we're going to try to please God. That's what we're going to try to do. Talking about doctrine years ago, when I had probably a freshman in Bible college, maybe. I don't even know if I'd gone to Bible college yet. I think I'd come back home from probably my first semester of college, and my pastor had asked me to preach a message. I'm going to take it back. It doesn't matter, but I was before I went to college. But and my pastor had asked me, hey, do you want to preach on this Wednesday night? And so I remember getting my Bible out. I had only preached a handful of times, like maybe three or four or five times. And he asked me if I was willing to preach. You know, I surrendered to God to be a preacher and to go to Bible college and all that. And so I had been reading in the book of Genesis. And I came across in Genesis the story of Nimrod. And it says there that Nimrod began to be a mighty hunter before the Lord. And I remember getting a message prepared on how we need to be more like Nimrod. Now, here's the problem. Nimrod wasn't a good guy at all. I mean, like, some people trace, like, I mean, I don't know how far you want to go back with it, but some people trace, like, the Catholic Church back to him, you know, or some of the pagan teachings that are still worshipped today. It wasn't a good guy. And I had, like, a 10-point outline on how we need to be mighty before God like Nimrod. By the grace of God, it snowed so bad that day that they canceled church. I think God just did it. He's like, you know what? This snow. I mean, I would have been so, like, looking back on that, that would have been the worst message. I've preached some bad messages, not maybe doctrine, but I know the plane never took off sometimes, okay? I know that. But that would have been a doozy. That's the problem. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have been preaching. Maybe I should have said, no, I don't know enough yet. But in my zeal without knowledge, I thought, I'll do it. You know what we need? We need doctrine. We need doctrine. I think I've told the teens this before. I preached things 15 years ago when I was youth pastor that I don't even agree with anymore. I don't even agree with. I've preached things 7 years ago, 8 years ago, that I would preach differently now. I mean, doctrinal stuff even. Now you say, what happened? I didn't know as much then. And I thought I did. I thought I had a biblical basis. But we need to know the book. Here's the thing. The Bible's a big book. The Bible's difficult to understand in some places. The translation that we have is written in Old English. You know, the culture is different now than it was then. You're reading first century Jewish culture right now. That's not the same as 21st century American culture. These people were not American, okay? And it was a different culture. And so I know there's difficulties there. But I want to encourage you, no matter what difficulties you run into, you can't stop. You got to continue. You'll get it. The book of Romans was always so daunting to me. And I had never done a verse-by-verse preaching series throughout a Bible passage or a book. And I remember two years ago, right before COVID started, I decided to do that series on the book of Romans. Do you remember that series? It lasted 2 years. I hope you do. But I know we took a big, long break there because of COVID, but when I was just preaching different things. But I remember I thought, you know, I've never done a full series on this, and there's a lot of stuff in Romans that I'm still iffy about, so I'm going to dive into the deep end. And I put the pressure on myself of every week having to study and study and study an hour after hour after hour on every message because I wanted to know that book. And I don't think I know it, you know, like inside and out, but I studied it for 2 years, and I know more about it now than I did. And I can tell you more about it now certainly than before, because why? I continued. And I want to encourage you to continue in the Bible. There are so many treasures that we're missing out on in the Word of God if we're not looking for them. There's so many answers to our problems that we miss out on if we don't know the Bible and its doctrine. There's so many promises that we miss out on if we don't look to the Bible. This year, continue in the faith. Continue in the Bible. Thirdly, continue. This one sounds strange, but continue in God's love. Go to John, if you would. John chapter 15. I'm moving quick. Moving quick tonight. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Look at this passage here. I love the book of John, and maybe you're just beginning reading the Word of God. I encourage you to start in the book of John or the book of Psalms. I mean, those are just two great books, or maybe Philippians, but those are just great books to get started in. I love the book of John. John chapter number 15. Notice the words of Jesus. Now, keep in mind, this is the passage of abide in me. And if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, and that whole passage there, okay? And so the word abide is used very frequently. But it says here in John chapter 15, look at verse number 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, verse 9, where it says, continue ye in my love, the word continue is actually the same Greek word as the word abide. It says there to continue, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Now, what's he talking about there? How can we continue in God's love? Does that mean that we can ever, that we are out of God's love? Like all of a sudden he stops loving us? No, he's talking about abiding in God's love. And look at verse number 10. So how do we do that? Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, he's not saying that, look, if you stop keeping his commandments, he stops loving you. Excuse me, that's not the passage here. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I should probably take this microphone off. I'm going to cough in it. What he's saying is you won't know the joy of God's love if you're rebellious against him. You won't know, you won't be able to abide in it and enjoy the love of God if there is a break in your relationship and you've been rebellious. You won't have that joy. It'll be gone from you. God still loves you, but you won't have that connection to God. And I want to encourage you this year. Jesus said, continue in his love. In other words, keep his commandments and stay close to God, and you will feel a connection of the love of God in your life. That's what he's talking about. But also, I believe it's talking about God's, and then the next step to this is that you'll see it there in verse number 12. The next step is that this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. So the next step is you abide in God's love and you keep his commandments. Hey, he says, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. And so staying in God's love means abiding in his love by keeping his commandments. But then you take that love and you give it to your brothers and sisters too. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 is the other passage on your screen there. It is a simple verse. It says, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. And that's what we ought to be doing this year. Continue in our faith, in our relationship with God, being faithful to church. Continue in the Bible. Hey, don't get out of it. Don't quit. Stay in the Word, but also continue in God's love. Keep his commandments and love one another. God says to do this. Number four, continue witnessing. Continue witnessing. I want you to take your Bible, go to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 26, please. I'll just have you go to Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. I only have one more after this, so we're going well tonight. Acts chapter number 26. Now, in Acts chapter 15, as you're turning there, you're going to Acts 26, and that's great. You go there. But Acts chapter 15, the Bible says this, Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. So they were continuing to teach and preach the word of God. Look at Acts chapter number 26. Look at verse number 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Now we know the Bible commands us to witness. And they went from daily in the temple, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. We know that we're supposed to continue this. I remember years ago, when I was youth pastor for just probably the second or third year I was here, we had a young man come into our teen department, and he came in, you know, and he was from a rough background. I think he had some gang affiliations and all that, and he came in, and every week he was there. He was a smart kid. He was a good kid. He was kind, and he was faithful. And I remember just talking to him, and so frequently, his name was Patrick, and I'd say, you know, Patrick, you know, and I'd witness to him and say, hey, would you like to trust Christ as Savior? You know, this, I just put the opportunity out there in front of him, and he said, you know, I will one day. Okay, all right. So I'd wait a little bit more, and then I'd stop, and I'd say, hey, and I'd go through the gospel with them, and I'd say, would you like to hear? Yeah, I'd like to hear. And I'd go through it with them and say, is today the day that you'd like to trust Christ? No, I'm going to wait till I get some family members at church. And I would say, Patrick, I don't get that. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. You know, today is the day of salvation. Do it today. You know, is the right answer, but I'm not going to force you. And he said, no, I'm going to wait a little bit. And I remember I would just preach in the second hour service, and we used to take the teens up, the teens that came off the bus ministry, we'd take them upstairs, and during the Sunday morning service, that's where I would be. And after so many services, I'd look over him and say, Patrick, is today the day? Is today the day? And I just keep, and I began to think to myself, is this guy ever going to get saved? But I wanted to give him opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And I remember just, he dropped out for a long time, and he came back, and Patrick, is this the day? You ready to get saved? You ready to trust Christ? And you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, I think it gets harder and harder the more you reject God. And he would say, well, I want it to be a special day. Any day you get saved is special, Patrick. Well, I want it to be special. I want my family to come here. And he's 17 years of age. And I'm saying, Patrick, man, don't wait. You need to trust Christ as Savior. And I pled with him. And I remember it was on Easter Sunday. I had probably asked him 20 times. On Easter Sunday, after church, he came up to me after I had preached. And he said, it's time. And I was like, for what, Patrick? You know, it's time to go home. That's what it's time to do. It's time for some Taco Bell, you know, back then, unwise, you know. And I remember thinking, what are you talking about? And he said, it's time I get saved. And I was like, everybody get out, you know. And I was like, and I remember taking him to the front row of the teen department up there. And my wife took a picture on her phone through the window because it was such a big deal. Because for so long we had prayed. And so long we had witnessed. And you know what? I think to myself, and he did get saved. He trusted Christ that day. And there are so many people that if we would just continue witnessing, I truly believe they'd get saved. If we just kept at it and kept at it and kept at it. And we've just got to keep it up. Now, you know, I know some people, you know, they'll listen to you and they'll say no, thank you. And you can think, you know, they'll never get saved. But you keep witnessing. You continue doing it. And then if someone says no, you know what you do? You go on to someone else too. And you tell somebody else. And if they say no, you don't stop. You go to somebody else. And you keep witnessing over and over. You know, I firmly believe we're in the last days. When you look at what our world is doing, the sins of the last days are certainly being seen. There's all manner of wickedness all around us. And when we look at our city, our city's not an easy city. Let's be honest. I'm not making excuses, but Long Beach is not an easy city. Long Beach is not a churched city, all right? There are people in our city that have never, ever one time heard the gospel or maybe even heard the word gospel before. I get it. Not everybody wants to hear, and it may not be easy, but you know what? We got to continue witnessing. If it was easy, everybody would do it, right? We got to continue witnessing because I want to tell you this. There are people that want to hear. There are people that want to hear. There are people that are looking. Because why? How do we know that? Because we've knocked on their doors. And we've had people say, man, I was just thinking about this. I was just thinking about heaven and hell. I just had a family member die. There are people. We just have to continue. You know what you ought to do this year? What God says to do? Continue in your faith. Continue in the Bible. Continue in God's love. Continue witnessing. Lastly, continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. I want you to listen to some verses here, but would you go to Colossians chapter 2, and this is the last place I'll have you turn to, but Colossians chapter number 2, and I've got a lot of scripture for this. I'll read the rest, but I want you just to look at this verse. Colossians chapter number 2, please. Colossians chapter 2. I'm sorry, chapter 4, Colossians chapter 4. Well, Pastor, where do you get that thought that we ought to continue in prayer? Did you look at Colossians chapter 4, verse 2? What are the first three words? You know where I got that? From the Bible. Continue in prayer. And watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer. That means you don't give up in prayer. That means you don't stop praying. I wonder how many of us have begun praying for something or someone, and at some point we just stop praying. I'll never forget, my pastor had a pastor at the church where Brother Tim Weldon works. My pastor is out of that church in Rockford, and Pastor Melvin Swanson was the pastor there for 55 years. And I think he started the church as well. And my pastor relayed this story at teen camp when I was 17. I've never forgotten it. He said that Pastor Swanson, he was standing next to Pastor Swanson in church one time. And a man came up to Pastor Swanson and said, "Pastor Swanson, do you remember me?" And Pastor Swanson, you know, he was older. He's like, "Well, what's your name?" And he gave Pastor, this guy gave Pastor Swanson his name, said, "I'm such and such. I went to church here 15 years ago. I dropped out." And Pastor Swanson began to cry and said, I know exactly who you are. He said, "I've prayed for you every single day since you dropped out." For 15 years, he prayed for him every day. He had a list of people that had dropped out that he prayed for 15 years. Look, folks, if you ain't here 1 week, I ain't praying for you anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm joking, all right? But for 15 years, that stuck with me. I'm 37, so for 20 years, that has stuck with me, that story. That someone would love people and have the time and the care to continue in prayer and see these prodigals that went out into the world, watch them come back, and know that they continued in prayer for them. Wow. I wonder if there's people in your class, Sunday school teacher, if there's family members, that maybe they've dropped out, people you know, and we have just stopped praying for them. Maybe we ought to continue in prayer. In Acts chapter 1, verse 14, when the disciples were all gathered together, it says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. In Acts 2:42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and breaking of bread. That's what we're going to do tonight. Well, is it down there? Yeah, it is down there. And in prayers. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. You know, Jesus in the book of Luke chapter 6, verse 12, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Every time I read that Jesus prayed, it's convicting to me. Because Jesus would go spend all night in prayer. He would go early in the morning and pray, and he prayed a lot. And I think to myself, if Jesus needed to pray that much, my soul, do I need to pray more? I need to pray more. For years, every night, I'd lay in bed and pray for my dad to get saved. I'd just lay in bed every night before I went to bed and just pray. I'm talking for years and years and years. From a young boy all the way up until college, and I found out later on that my dad had actually gotten saved when I was a senior in high school. But I continued to pray for him throughout my college years until I got married and I found out he got saved. I'd pray for him every single night. You know what? I'm glad I never stopped. I'm glad I didn't give up. Prayer works. Prayer works. And I don't know what you're tempted to quit praying about, or maybe you're just tempted to quit praying. Maybe you're thinking, God isn't answering my prayers, and I'm not seeing any results from this. The Bible says continue in prayer. This year, 2022, maybe you've got some big things you're facing. Maybe there are some big tasks ahead of you. Maybe there are some family members that are so stubborn and not wanting to hear the gospel. God can bring something into their life that turns them completely around. There is no case that's too hard for God. There's nobody that God will not save if they'll turn to him. And I want to encourage you, whatever it is, continue in prayer. The message tonight, I wanted to just be as practical as I could. I know this morning I did a deep dive into Nehemiah, but I wanted to be practical tonight, and I just wanted to encourage you that God says that we ought to continue some things. We ought to continue in our faith. Don't quit on God. Don't do it. Don't quit. You'll always regret that. Cut quit out of your dictionary. Continue in your Bible, even if it's tough, even if you hit Leviticus. Even if you hit 1 Chronicles chapter 1 through 9, where it's all a list of names for 9 chapters, don't quit. Don't quit. Keep plotting. Keep going in your Bible. God will show you treasures in there. Keep in God's love. Keep his commandments. Continue in his love. And then as you're dwelling in that love with God, share that love with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Continue witnessing. Don't give up. Maybe there's somebody that you're really working on. Keep going. Keep going. Keep witnessing. Don't give up. Don't give up. And then lastly, continue in prayer. And again, if there's a temptation to quit, just keep on keeping on. Simple message tonight.